The Arab League held an urgent meeting on the Libyan crisis on Monday at its headquarters in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. The meeting held at the level of permanent representatives came upon the request of Libya's representative to the Arab body. The League's official statement condemned all attacks on institutions and economic installations in oil-rich Libya. Egypt's permanent representative, on his part, condemned the recent killing and kidnapping of dozens of Egyptians, mainly Christians, on Libyan soil.
We renew our full condemnation of all terrorist operations that target innocents in Libya.
The meeting saw reaffirmation by the top Arab diplomats of the support of what the League and much of the international community deems as the legitimate government in Libya.
Unfortunately, some militias cannot accept the correct legal status.
Rival political factions are fighting for power and oil in the country, devastated by a NATO campaign that led to the fall of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The Tripoli-based General National Congress, backed by the Fejr Libya militias controlling the capital, are waging a war against the official Libyan army, supported by the Tobruk-based parliaments in the far east of the country. Differences among Arabs, with Algeria perceived to be the stumbling block, led to the failure of the issuing of a resolution on Monday that would have helped providing weapons to the Libyan army. The head of the Tobruk parliament expressed his frustration at the result.
Some politicians wanted to equate between militias and the national army. I say this cannot be. I ask the Arab League to be more decisive in helping us protect vital installations.
The Arab League gathering, at least publicly, also expressed its rejection of Western military meddling in the region and voiced regret at the postponement of the UN-sponsored peace talks between rival factions in Libya, which were supposed to resume on Monday. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.